You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Waiting for my guest to show up, which is always nerve-wracking when you're starting a show, especially when you're doing a live show. So let's get started. And by the way, I just want to remind people, if you didn't catch last week's show, it was a wonderful conversation all about legacy with my guest, Ruth Ann Warnick. And remember, please, if you listen to podcasts, if you subscribe to different podcast services, please search for the Conscious Consultant Hour, subscribe to us. If you would be so kind as to give us a 5-star rating, that would be completely wonderful. It's just a way of helping us to be higher in the search engine rankings, to help more people find out about the show. So your help would be greatly appreciated with that. Okay, so let's start off our show, as we always do, with a little section from my book, Everyday Awakening, which is available at all kinds of bookstores. You can find it at everydayawakeningbook.com. And so this section today is entitled, The Cure for Judgment is Owning Our Own Humanity. It can be difficult not to judge others. It can take a lot of restraint not to make someone else wrong for what they did or for what they think. Really, when we judge, we are separating ourselves from others. Our judgments create barriers that protect us from getting too close. They even keep us from ever having to get close to the other person. We declare them bad, different, and not as good as we are. For example, we might say they are a bigot, so we don't have to feel their pain. They stole from us, so we don't have to see their need. They hurt us, so we don't have to recognize their humanity. Having compassion for those we feel judgment toward is not easy. It is a discipline that takes effort to develop. It also means having to recognize that people are merely people, and we all have faults. It means having to admit our own flaws, character defects, and transgressions. We all have them. No one is above being human. We've all made mistakes and errors in our lives. Perhaps we have learned from them, while others may have not yet. Even so, we are more the same than we are different. How can we continue to separate ourselves from our fellow human beings when we have done just as bad or worse? Are we really so pure, so great, so special? We are all tainted in some way, and that is beautiful, because that is what can bring us together without judgment, without blame, even for ourselves. We are all human, one race, one people, one planet. Where can you release judgment in your life? How can you see yourself as part of the greater whole? So I wrote this section of the book back in the beginning of the pandemic. And it kind of goes back. I probably have a couple of sections in the book that are kind of like this. Talking about how we can, in this section of the book, I talk about really the judgment is really about us. You know, we tend to think judgment is about judging other people. It's about making somebody wrong. It's about, oh, they're bad because they did this. And this is not to condone bad behavior. This is not to set something up as we just let everything be a free for all. But it's the idea that, you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all screwed up in one way or another. And when we recognize that we've done it ourselves, that perhaps we can be a little easier with other people. Perhaps we can see the bad behavior, but not make the person wrong for what they did. Because so often when we judge someone, what we're doing is we're not condemning their behavior. We're condemning them as a human being, condemning them as an individual. And it's like they're all bad. They're demonic. And it's so interesting how today I see it more than ever before in the media, where it's like if you have an argument with someone or you believe something different, then the other one's completely wrong. And we don't stop to see their humanity and consider their point of view. And it's not that, again, that maybe they think something you think is crazy, but does that mean that as a whole person they're crazy, or it's just there's that one disagreement? And we continue to separate ourselves and separate ourselves and separate ourselves from our fellow human beings because we don't allow them to be human beings, which means we're fallible. We make mistakes. We screw up sometimes. And so does everyone else. Now, look, this is not to say that we should give up our discernment and that we shouldn't, you know, pay attention to when something doesn't feel right to us. Of course not. I just feel it's a little bit more about recognizing our own humanity so that we can recognize other people's humanity. And we can see the differences, but then we can also see how we're the same, so that we can come together. Because if there's one big challenge in the world today, it's the separation we place upon everyone else in the world. And if we're truly going to thrive as a species and survive and make this world a better place, that's not going to happen by looking and constantly putting a magnifying glass on our differences. It's only going to happen when we focus on our similarities and how we can come together and what we agree upon and not what we disagree upon. That is the only way that we're going to get through the challenges that we face and the future challenges. There are many challenges facing humanity right now. Now, personally, I'm an optimist and I like to believe that we will face them and we'll continue to move forward, but I can definitely see it's going to be a very bumpy ride in the process. And so if we want it to be a little bit better, focusing on how we're the same and not how we're different will make all the difference in the world. So that's the section from my book called The Cure for Judgment is Owning Our Own Humanity. And that comes from my book, Everyday Awakening, which you can, You Are More Powerful Than You Know, which you can find at all the major bookstores. And if you go to www.everydayawakeningbook.com, it'll take you right to the Amazon listing. But if you're like me and you like supporting those small independent bookstores, please go visit your small independent bookstore. Ask them if they don't have it in stock to order Everyday Awakening by Sam Leibowitz. We're in major book distributors, so any bookstore can get it. So thank you so much. I appreciate your indulgence. And now it is my pleasure to welcome my guest to the show, virtual event strategist Liam Neese Austin. Liam's main passion is to help business owners create a lifestyle business using his proven 7-step high-ticket offer system to create predictable income freedom. He's a virtual event strategist, having launched over 15 virtual summits and online conferences and countless virtual events, hosting over 400 speakers while educating over 100,000 business owners through his programs. This guy's no slouch. With all this experience, he's a specialist at making it easy for people to create their own online events and virtual conferences to grow their email list, their authority, their impact, and especially their revenue. Liam, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Sam, thanks very much for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I've been following your work for a while, and having done some virtual online courses and things, it seemed like it might be a good idea to have you come on and help educate people about this, because we are going towards a more virtual world, aren't we? I mean, even though, you know, people say the pandemic's over, things are opening up, but much more, but still virtual events and doing things virtually, there's so much opportunity with it. It's not something that's going away, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, I'm just like that sigh kind of like released from me, because there is so much going on. It's like, where do I start? It's a very interesting time to be a business owner, to be a small business, solopreneur, consultant, coach. Like the cost of entry into creating a business now is reduced dramatically. To get the word out about what you do, your expertise, again, dropped dramatically in terms of costs of doing that. But the reach you can get has increased incredibly. So it's just really an exciting time to be an entrepreneur, a consultant, a coach, someone who wants to go out there and make a difference, have an impact in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious. We just got a couple of minutes before our first break, but what was it that got you into virtual events? Because you've been doing this for a while. You haven't just been doing this since the pandemic. What was it that really, when you like first came across the idea, like what was it about it that really drove you to say, "Ooh, I really want to focus on this"?
Well, you know, you talking about virtual and online, the reach that it has. So being able to impact people internationally around the world, like you can tell by my accent, if you're listening in, I'm Australian. But most of our clients are in the US, in Canada, the UK. They're spread out across the world. I'm actually living in Europe right now. And the reason why we really first started the business was Australia, even though it's a really big country, it's still an island where we're very far away from the rest of the world, all the different cultures, languages, and all this expertise was kind of like spread across oceans. And so I wanted to tap into learning from experts around the world and bring them all together under one roof, like a virtual roof, by creating this event. And so we're able to just bring in together all these experts to speak on one topic across one specific time frame and impact people from around the world. They could tune in from wherever they may be, as long as they had an internet connection. And same thing for those experts. They could share their wisdom. They could reach new audiences in a simple, really cost-effective way. And that power, being Australian, so far away from, you know, all these experts, all these people that we could make an impact on, was the motivator, the drive, because, you know, being so far away myself, I knew the possibilities, the opportunities that were in front of us if we could reach an international audience.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And I have to say, you know, Ozzy's always hold a dear place in my heart because the founder of talkradio.nyc, Giorgio Rapetti, came from Sydney, Australia. And he's now known as Bhante. He's a Buddhist monk. And he's somewhere in Southeast Asia meditating, I'm sure. But Australians always have a special place. And it was actually before the pandemic, it was the last big trip me and my wife took in December of 2019. We were in Sydney, Cairns, Melbourne, and all around on the east coast of Australia. I really loved it there.
It's a beautiful country, beautiful place, beautiful people. And we welcome visitors and travelers for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to take our first break of the show. So when we come back, I would like to just start with some of the basics of, you know, who is doing a virtual event good for, and like, how can they, somebody who knows nothing about any of this stuff, sort of get started? And what they should keep in mind to help them to be as effective as possible. Okay, Liam?
Yeah, we can cover all of that. Happy to answer any questions because we've been doing this for a while for ourselves and for hundreds of clients too.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back with our guest, Liam Austin, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all across the social media channels. And you can always hear us on KMET in Palm Springs, California on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. We're speaking this hour with Liam Austin, who is a virtual event strategist. So, Liam, we talked a little bit about, you know, why you're so passionate about virtual events. So if I'm a listener and I'm like, I don't know anything about this, what would you say is like, what should be the first things I should be thinking of if I think like I have something to say and I would like to start doing some kind of a virtual event?
Yeah, great. So what type of people should be doing virtual events? Typically, the way that we do our events, and I'm talking about workshops, seminars, boot camps, summits, anything from a short 30-minute kind of presentation up to a multi-day event. Typically, it's someone who wants to be known as the go-to expert in their niche. So if you want to be seen as the authority, the number one choice, showcase your expertise to your market, to your industry, then virtual events are a great way to do that. Education, training, showcasing what you do. So coaches, consultants, this works really, really well for speakers, authors, but really podcasters, like YouTubers, anyone who wants to be seen as that number one choice, that go-to expert, the authority, or just to level up your authority in your market so people can, you know, come to you rather than going out there and selling and pitching. You want to attract the right people because people are seeing you, they're hearing you, they're loving what you're doing. And they want more of you. So they're coming to speak to you about becoming a client, to spend more time with you, and are asking, you know, what it might be, what it might look like to work with you.
So let's just, I would just want to pick something that we can, mm-hmm. you know, drill down on a little bit, because like, I know like some of my listeners are like life coaches, right? And they work with people. And they're starting to build their practice. Maybe they already have, you know, several clients. So let's just assume I'm a life coach and I want to build up my authority. Just like you said, I want to build up my visibility. So what are some of the first things I should be thinking about in terms of putting on a virtual event?
So I think it's the goal. Like, what do you want to achieve? What's the end goal, the result, the ultimate outcome that you want to achieve? And for most of our audience, it's like, well, I want to get more clients, right? And there's several benefits, right, for running one of these types of events. It's getting more clients and revenue income coming in. It's the authority, the increase in your expertise, so you can be seen as a go-to expert. Like, your visibility is awesome. The impact that you can have in your marketplace, if you're running this will be a free event, for example, trying to get as much impact as possible. And then the audience, just building up your email list or your following. Like, what do you want to do across kind of those four areas? And there's a fifth area, which is like connecting with other influencers, other experts in your market, in your niche, for partnering, for referrals, that kind of thing. So those five top benefits that we see as the big benefits of these virtual events, just looking at, well, what are the number one goals? Where do they rank? Or, do you know what? I just want more visibility. I want to increase my reach. Okay, great. Then we might be looking at a different event for you. If this is like, and especially since we're talking about, well, what type of an event, typically the people asking that question are first timers when it comes to running a virtual event for the first time. So in that case, I would recommend what we call our quick workshop win. So it's a 90-minute workshop where you actually give the attendees, the participants in your workshop, a quick win. So they walk away from your workshop having actually achieved the result. And it doesn't matter how small it is, it should be a quick win, right? So a small result that they walk away with. And once they've achieved that result, you differentiate yourself from all the other trainings or presentations, webinars they may be attending where people are giving information about what's possible and showing you, okay, well, this is the information on how you can possibly get XYZ. Whereas the approach with the quick workshop win is it's not just information. It's actually a workshop where they're doing work, they're implementing, and they're getting a result. Like, it's no longer a promise of a result that may be an outcome for you, but you've actually achieved the result. So the difference there is that you've just now allowed yourself to stand out from the marketplace as someone who not just promises things, but actually delivers in a very simple way, right? Like, it's a 90-minute workshop and you've managed to get a result. So ideally, we can talk a bit more about, well, what kind of results can we deliver? Like, ideally, the bigger result we can deliver for like 80, 90%, 100% of the audience, the better, because if they can see, wow, imagine like we just achieved this result in 90 minutes with Sam. Like, if we could spend 6 months or a year with Sam, imagine the kind of results we could get then, or the other quick wins we could achieve, or the bigger impacts that we could achieve together. And that's a big differentiator when someone is maybe selecting who they want to have help them, the kind of path they want to follow. When they've proven that this person gets a result for them, they did it in a quick, simple, easy way, and they spent some time with them, and they know, like, and trust them now, it's so much easier to have a conversation to enroll them into your next step, your other bigger coaching programs, your consulting services, than it is trying to get someone on a call who's only just received information from you.
Right. So it's really focusing on truly helping people and helping them to get a result. And just by helping them to get a result, you're building your authority, because now they've experienced you. They've experienced your magic or what you're really good at. And now that they've experienced you, now they're more likely to like buy the next thing from you, take it to the next level, work with you in a deeper way.
And that is the magic. Like, if people can walk away with the result, they're gonna want more results. That's what people want, right? They have a goal. They have some kind of dream that they want to achieve for themselves. They want support. If we're talking about life coaches with their life, whatever that may be, it's maybe very broad there. But if we can get them just one small change that can help them, something they've been really struggling with, a really strong pain, and you've eliminated that for them, they're going to be so much more confident that you are going to be able to help them with all these other issues or problems that they may be coming across in their journey. So yeah, absolutely. It works really well to just differentiate you from all the other information that's out there. And we're overloaded with information, even more so now than ever. And it's getting more and more crowded, that information space.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if I'm a coach and I'm not brand new, but relatively new, and I might say, okay, I'd love to put on a workshop, but I don't have that much of a mailing list. How do I get people to actually show up to the workshop?
Yeah, great. So typically what we like to do is look for visibility. How do we get more reach? How do we grow our audience from scratch? Who's going to even listen to me, because I'm just starting out? I'm a nobody, right? And that's typically how people are feeling. They're feeling like a bit of imposter syndrome. So a great way to overcome that, and a great way to move these people who not just are signing up for your workshop, but becoming clients of yours, is to get a trusted person in their sphere to recommend you to them, right? Everyone loves referrals. As a small business, we love referrals because we know that they're coming and they've been recommended to us by someone that they trust, and it's more likely to result in a sale, in a client. So where do we go about finding these referrals? We need to identify influencers, other experts, industry experts in your market that already have your ideal clients. And see how we can partner with them, how we can tap into to their existing audience, their customer base. And typically it's via what we're talking about already, virtual events, right? So they may have a podcast, they may have a YouTube show, a TikTok channel, whatever it may be. Get visibility via their network, via their platform, whatever that may be. Showcase your expertise through that platform and invite them to your workshop or to spend more time with you.
Right, right. Yeah, it's all about the relationship, isn't it?
Well, it just makes things so much easier, right? Especially when, you know, we're coming up into a world of AI and it's like there's these deep fakes, like what's real? Yeah. Are we talking to a bot? Is it a human? And so personal relationships, referrals are going to become even more important. Like we already know how important they are for a small business. People trust referrals more than any other source of lead currently. Imagine how that's going to increase into the future. And yeah, referrals actually spend more. I think there's a study that shows they spend 16% more than any other source of traffic or lead that would come into your business. So yeah, go after this free traffic source because, yeah, it's free. You don't have to pay to get in front of other people's audiences. I mean, there are ways that you can pay, like paid advertising or sponsorships to get in front of other people's audiences. But there's other ways to do deals, to speak on other people's shows, to showcase your expertise, to give as much as you can. And, yeah, you can definitely get that. Again, authority, which is what we want, to be able to not just grow an email list or an audience, but an audience of people who trust you and are the right fit to becoming a client.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. It's time for us to take our next break. When we come back, I'd like to dive in to like what the next step would be. Like now I've done an event or two, I've built some authority. You know, where do we take it from there? Okay, Liam?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And don't forget, you know, on the live streams, if you have questions for Liam or myself, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube, just put it into the chat while we're live and we'll get to your questions and comments. Of course, loyal listener, Patty, I can always count on Patty sharing and listening in on the live stream. So everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Liam Austin in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Talk Radio.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
NYC. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Okay, Liam, so we've taken our audience through, like, if you're just getting started, why using a virtual event is so good, how to start when you don't feel you have much of a list yet. Let's say we've done that. We've done some webinars. We've done some workshops. We've got a little bit under our belt. What's the next thing we should do to start to increase our game, so to speak?
Yeah, so we're getting on shows, we're leveraging other people's audiences, and their trust is being transferred across to us because we're maybe brand new in the marketplace, or, you know, this works for someone who's experienced as well. You want to be top of mind, so this is a great strategy for you. You've got the traffic coming into your workshop, people are attending your workshop, you're running it live, you're just using, say, Zoom. We've been using Zoom since 2015 for our audience, for our events, and it's worked great. But there's plenty of other platforms that you can use for this. People are attending your workshop, they're participating. And maybe when you first start, 60% of them are getting the quick win. You do it a second, a third time, a fourth time, and it moves from 60%, 70%, 80%, 90% to maybe 100% of people are actually getting the quick win. They're getting the result that they came to the workshop for. And this is the magic. Remember, we talked about before, getting the result is so important. And as we do the workshop a second, third, fourth time, a dozen times, a few dozen times, each time we're improving, right? We're getting feedback from the audience like, okay, well, why weren't you able to achieve the result? Like, what was holding you back? What were your struggles? How could I have been more clear? What could we do to make this quicker, simpler, easier for you? Maybe you need to even change the result or the promise of the result. But we're improving, right? We're getting better and better. And as more and more people are getting the quick win, these people have achieved a result with you. They're now wanting more results. And you've proven to them that you are the person that can actually achieve results for them in a quick, simple, easy way that they found was really enjoyable. So naturally, they're coming to you asking, well, how do we get more results? How do we work together further to get even bigger impacts and bigger results? So that's when really the next step happens. There's no pitching, there's no salesy. things happening, right? They're already 50, 60% sold by the time you have this conversation because of that magic. You've already got a result for them. So you just invite them onto a call. Yeah, book a call in my calendar, a time that suits you, and let's discuss how we can get you more results, bigger results. And you jump on that call and you have your consultation, your conversation about, well, how can we get these bigger results? What it's going to be look like to work together, the investment in that and the type of results that you could achieve together. And essentially on that call, if you've done your job right, if they've got the quick win and the workshop quick win result aligns really well with your program, your next offer, that next natural step for them, then it's going to be a lot easier to enroll them and to close the deal into your one-on-one or your group programs.
Right, right. So again, it's throughout the process, you're building the relationship, you're building the trust, they've gotten some results. And then the idea is to kind of feed them from, it's almost like you're using the virtual event like a giant funnel, right? So people are coming to the event, they're getting to know, like, and trust you. Not everybody who comes to the event, let's be honest, not everyone who's come is going to work with you. But those people who really resonate with you, who align with you, you know, with your authenticity, with your value, with the service you're providing, some percentage of them are going to say, okay, I want to work with you more. I've gotten some results. I want to do more. And so you need to have that sort of higher end, either a one-on-one or a higher end group program, that then that would be the next step that they would go to.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happens. And with the workshop, it gives you testimonials, right? Like if you are just starting out or you want more testimonials, more credibility, you know, we've been talking about how virtual events increase your authority, your expertise. You become known as an expert because, well, it's been verified. Like, look at all these results. Look at all these testimonials from people that got a result from working with me. All right. So you've got all these testimonials from your workshop. It was just a 90-minute workshop where you delivered this quick win. And suddenly you've got all these testimonials from people and they're growing all the time. And yes, certainly they may not become a client, but I'm sure they'd be very happy to give you the testimonial if they get the result and refer others. So others that may be better suited to becoming a client of yours. So you've created this group of raving fans, people who have got results from you, who are likely to become a client, likely to refer others, and certainly more likely to give you a testimonial too.
Right, right. So Liam, you've worked with over 100,000 business owners in the time that you've been doing this. What over the years do you find are like the biggest stumbling blocks for people when they start to do this and they're trying to build it and work with virtual events? What have you seen have been the things that have been the biggest challenge for people to get past?
Typically, it's like perfectionism, trying to make that very first event perfect. Let me tell you, it's not going to be, right? Like, that's why we've already talked about, like, you do it once and you get feedback. And then, do you know what? It might have been completely the wrong thing. And you've spent all this time thinking about it, procrastinating, not doing anything about it. And as soon as you go live, the feedback is that, you know what, I'm not really interested. This isn't what I want to do. And you might even be saying that as well. Like, you know what, this doesn't feel right for me either. So just go out there and run this 90-minute workshop. Like, it is just 90 minutes of content. And it's even less than that, really, because to break it down a little bit further, and to simplify it, there's various ways of doing this, but to simplify it for you, there's a quick win, there's a promise of a result, and then let's just take three steps to get there. So the first 30 minutes, let's complete step one. Everyone reached step one, great. Let's move on to step two, and we spend another 30 minutes helping people achieve that step. So it's not just teaching, it's not content, we're fielding questions, we're helping people move along, and then okay, everyone finished the second step. Let's move to the third step. And that third step, once that's completed in that final 30 minutes, everyone should have achieved that quick win. So it means that you don't have to spend a lot of time on the content. It might be just, okay, 5 minutes, this is what you guys need to do. And then 25 minutes to ask me questions, to take action, to implement. Everyone's done it. Great. We can move on to the next 30-minute section. So creating the content shouldn't take much time at all, right? So let's consider the content's completed. You should be able to do the content in a couple of hours, right? It's a quick win. It's something that you feel really great and confident you can help people achieve. Now let's spend the next 7 days promoting this thing. Let's promote it out, as we talked about, via shows, other people's networks and audiences. Let's post on social media, into the communities and groups and networks that we're a part of, and spend our time marketing this event to get bums on seats, people to actually attend your workshop, and then deliver it within 7 days, right? So from now, in 7 days' time, you can be running your first virtual workshop in just 90 minutes. Even if there's like one, two, three, or a half dozen, a dozen people there, it doesn't matter. Get their feedback, listen to them, and improve it, and do it the next week. Do it every week, right? And each time it's going to get better and better. You're going to get more information from people telling you what's working, what's not. You're going to get information back from your marketing. Well, where are people coming from? Where are they signing up from? What's working, right? So you can spend more time on things that are working versus the one that's not. Like, don't play a guessing game here. And I think, yeah, that's what people are making the mistake of. They spend just too much time trying to create the perfect event, the perfect content, the perfect workshop, the perfect marketing campaign, when you should just get started, test, tweak, iterate, and just learn from your mistakes.
Right, right. As one of my friends likes to say, rinse and repeat, but it's really just do something. Don't worry about it being perfect, because it's never going to be perfect. Do something, see what your results are, and then change it a little bit, and then see if the change gives you a better result or not. And if it doesn't, that's great information to know. Then your original thing was more on the mark. But don't be afraid to sort of test something new, a different message, a different graphic, a different way of doing things. And just, you know, you have not a dozen different ideas you're testing, but two or three, and see which one really yields you the results. And I think that's, I guess it all comes down to knowing your numbers, doesn't it? I mean, in the end, it's like knowing, you know, how many people show up when you do one thing versus how many people show up when you do another thing. Of the people who show up, how many people actually sign up for your next level thing? It's knowing those numbers is so key, isn't it? Because those numbers give you such rich information about what to do.
Absolutely. Like looking at your numbers, really understanding, well, this person came to my workshop and became a client. Awesome. Like, where did they come from? What was the source of that traffic? Was it a referral? Was it a post I did on social media? What was it that worked? And as we get do more workshops and we get more clients, we can start to see a trend, right? We want to spend more time on things that are working for us. Yeah. I think it's working smarter, not harder.
Right. Exactly. Okay. It's time for us to take our last break of the show. When we come back, I want to go a little bit deeper into something you touched upon before, which is the advanced technologies that are coming out now. Like, what is the difference about doing virtual events in the age of AI and ChatGPT? And now that information is getting easier and easier to access, what kinds of things do people have to think about to really distinguish themselves? Okay.
Sounds amazing. And I've got some good thoughts on that.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. I love talking about this stuff. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/talkingalternative, because we're talking alternative broadcasting, and as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkradio.nyc. And we will be right back to wrap this all up with Liam Austin in just a moment.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So, Liam, you mentioned before about, you know, we're living in a very high technological age. You know, ChatGPT is all the rage. People have access to information more than they've ever had before. What impact does that have on doing virtual events? And what should people keep in mind in terms of the future and where things are going to kind of make sure that we stay relevant?
Yeah, relevancy, I think, is key. And not just a relevancy, but trust as well, because the information that's coming that we're receiving all the time, this comes from various sources. And more and more so, I think trustworthy sources of information are going to be vital for the consumer, for the business, because there's going to be information coming from loads of different directions, some that will be true and correct, and others that won't be. Like, we're already seeing some AIs that believe they're correct when in fact the information they're providing is incorrect.
So we're
going to be looking, consumers are going to be looking towards brands, personal brands, to see information that they trust, and they're going to be following a select group of people or personal brands more closely, and kind of ignoring the rest of the noise. So, we've touched on it already. Relationships, super, super key in, I think, the future of business for our expertise, educational-based businesses. So how do we build those brands? And I think it's nothing new in terms of what we've been doing in our business, what we've been teaching for years, but getting referrals from existing trusted sources, it's so much easier than to move into someone's world and have that know, like, and trust factor because it's been referred. And then showcasing your expertise to really solidify that trust and confirm to them that they've made the right choice. And this is a trusted channel or a trusted brand for that person. Now, knowing all of that, knowing that we need to elevate our authority, elevate our visibility and our trustworthiness by providing high quality information, by giving people results, by getting testimonials, by proving that you know, what we're teaching works and will help you get the results, help you achieve your goals and eliminate those pains in your life. Having that trust, that credibility is going to be so crucial moving forward. So knowing that, I think we can move off comfortably in that direction and happy to kind of answer any questions about that. But the other thing I just wanted to touch on is how to leverage AI to create better workshops, better events. We can do this in several ways via looking at our copy. We kind of talked about iterating, tweaking, and changing our copy and the wordings that we use. But all the way through to actually coming up with the topic for the workshop. How do we deliver this quick win? What should our quick win be? What are the steps to actually achieve it? If we had to take three steps in just 90 minutes, how would we achieve this result? And we can ask, you know, AI to give us their structure, their outline for creating this, and then we can, you know, fill in the gaps by using our own expertise to come up with workshops. I mean, as I said, the content should be done really quickly anyway, and it can be done super quick by AI now. And it can give you feedback on, well, which one should I maybe choose? What would you suggest I start with if this is the type of result I want to get? Just making sure we're feeding it the right information because, yes, it can take in the wrong information. It can provide the wrong information. So we need to still be conscious about, is this the right choice for us? We still need to be a little bit savvy, but it can help accelerate our ability to go to market, our ability to promote and get bums on seats to our events.
Yeah, I've seen people use AI, right, for the content structure, for helping to you know, fill out the content, but also in terms of like promoting the event, of like, you know, coming up with a content marketing strategy for getting the word out there that's keyword rich and can really pierce through the noise on social media. And so many people are really starting to get it and starting to use it now that if we're not using it, we're almost at a disadvantage, aren't we?
Yeah, certainly. And the thing is, like, if you run your workshop for the first time, even if no one's there, like I've had people run their workshop. It was a paid workshop. They had a few customers pay them $50, $100, whatever it was, to attend the workshop. But they couldn't attend, so they decided to just give the recording to them, and that's what actually they preferred. So they ran the workshop and they did it as a recording. You can then take that recording and ask AI to break it down into snippets, to previews, to promotional material for images plus reels and videos. And yeah, leverage your content, your expertise and your visibility by promoting your stuff out there. And it becomes so much easier than having to do all this manual work, which we've kind of got used to in the pre-AI era.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious, we've just got a few minutes left to the show, but are there some favorite tools, not necessarily AI tools, but just tools in general for creating online events that you particularly like?
I like to keep it really simple. For me, like tools, like, because I get this question a lot, like, what's the newest, fanciest tech is a question that I get from my audience on a frequent basis. And it's as simple as Zoom. Like, we've been using Zoom since 2015 for all of our events. And certainly I've tested other softwares in the past, and like, just use one that works, right? Accepting payments, just use Stripe, PayPal, sign up for them. It's free. Just don't do the research. Just sign up for those two guys. Yeah. And then, okay, well, what about information about this workshop? Well, just put it on a Facebook page, create a Google Doc and send the link out through social media. Like, that's all you need to run a workshop, get paid. And why do I say kind of keep it simple? Because people don't care about the fancy tools and tech. Maybe they actually get complicated and they get confused by it. Like, keep it simple, keep it to things that people are used to using, like the most common tools that are out there. That's what I'd suggest you kind of move off in that direction. Because what do people care about? They care about a result. They want to get and achieve their goal, or they want to eliminate some kind of pain or struggle they're experiencing. So they will jump through hoops to get the result, right? But don't make them jump through hoops. Make it easy for them, right? Get them to the result as quickly and simply and easily as possible. And people are going to want to spend more time with you and become a client.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big believer in keeping things simple. I mean, whenever I've done stuff in the past, I always just use Zoom. I've been using Zoom for a long time as well. It's a great tool. Why not? If you're familiar with it, use it. Don't reinvent the wheel when it's not necessary. Liam, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. If people want to learn more about you or get a hold of you or learn more about your programs, where should they go? How do they find out more info?
Well, yeah, I've actually got a free booklet. It's a checklist to run your first workshop. If you go to quickworkshopwin.com, you can download that. It gives you the step-by-step structure on how to create one of these workshops for yourself to get yourself clients. And if you wanted to actually buy our workshop on workshops, there's an offer there. I think it's normally $100, but I think you guys have a special discount if you go through that link. But quickworkshopwin.com, go in there. If you're interested in running one of these 90-minute sessions for yourself to get more clients. Otherwise, entrepreneurshq.com is our main website. If anyone wants to reach out to me on LinkedIn or via email, I welcome that as well.
Wonderful. So we'll make sure to get that in the show notes, quickworkshopwin.com. Liam, thank you so much for taking the time to come on my show this week. It's been a pleasure having you. I wish you the best of luck.
Sam, no, this has been great. I haven't really talked too much about the AI side of things and how it's going to disrupt things. So it's been really interesting to share that with you and your audience too.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been trying to educate myself and learn as much as I can about the AI and play with it. And I've already started to use it myself. And I just feel, you know, I heard one person say, if you're not using AI, your competition is. So if you're not using it, you're going to be left in the dust. So I really want to educate people about that, not to fear it, but to just use it as another tool. So thank you for that.
And just sorry if we've got a minute, but like I've kind of mentioned throughout this session that things haven't changed. Like if you keep doing the authentic things, if you keep being real, if you keep getting referrals, keep showing up, building your personal brand, which we all should be doing anyway, you're going to continue being successful. So don't be scared by AI. Just, you know, work smarter again, not harder.
Right. Exactly. Thank you again. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. I so appreciate you. Without you, there is no show. And if you missed any part of today's show, make sure you can catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We're on everywhere there's a podcast. You should be able to find us. Please subscribe to the channel, The Conscious Consultant Hour, and let us know. Send us feedback. You can always reach me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.